I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and the Genovic.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready to wear a mask until next year? That's 2022. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci wouldn't be surprised if we need to keep them on. This is what he told CNN's Dana Bash.
Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case.
Why do you think Americans might have to wear masks into 2022?
You know, because it depends on the level of dynamics of virus that's in the community. 20,000 per day is a heck of a lot better than what it's been, but that's still very high level of virus in the community. I want to see it go way down. When it goes way down and the overwhelming majority of the people in the population are vaccinated, then I would feel comfortable in saying, you know, we need to pull back on the masks. We don't need to have masks.
Yeah, the mask thing is so confusing to me. I am not an anti-masker. I've been wearing masks for a long time. I'll wear a mask right now. I have no problem with that. But once I'm vaccinated, once everybody else is vaccinated, why would I need to wear a mask for another 6 to 8 months after everybody else is vaccinated? And that's what Dr. Fauci is saying right there. Everyone we've talked to, and we've talked to the governor, we've talked to the state immunizations director, we've talked to doctors all over the place. Everybody is amazed at the effectiveness of the vaccine. And they agree that everybody that wants a vaccine will have the vaccine by summertime. So again, I ask, and Debbie, this is directed at you, why would I have to wear a mask for another 6 to 8 months?
Why not?
After everybody is vaccinated.
The variants. We have to make sure these vaccines work against the variants, which
they do.
You're epidemiologist, Dave. Are we 100% sure? Okay. It's because more people are complying with mask mandates. Take grocery stores, for examples. According to a study with USC, 90% of people who grocery shopped within a certain time frame said, yeah, they've masked up. Just think about how far we've come since the summer of 2020 when it was war at the door.
I work for Costco and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy.
And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
I'm going to make it awkward for everybody. I'm not wearing my mask. Did you know that Utah actually tracks mask compliance?
Yeah.
They do this on the state coronavirus website. You can go and check it out for yourself. But do you think mask compliance is better now while there is a mask mandate, right? There's a statewide mask mandate. Do you think it's better now or before the mask mandate?
Anecdotally, I feel in the three places that I go to, because I'm still pretty much quarantined, yes, I do feel more people are masked up, and they're not half masked. They've got it over their nose and their mouth. What okay. do you say? Dave says
that's
what
I would have guessed. That's okay. what I would have guessed. Okay. I would have said that mask compliance was better once the state mask mandate came into place. But according to the state's own website, on November 8th, which was the day before the mask mandate, mask compliance was 77%.
That's the same.
In January, 77%. It was exactly the same.
Dave and I heading head on right now into our debate about why I will keep masking up and why he won't. But first, Dr. Fauci saying things will start getting back to normal as soon as the numbers start to dip even more. So Forbes reporting over the last week, there's been an average of 78,000 fewer than 78,000 new coronavirus cases across the entire United States. This is the first time that the seven-day rolling average has dipped below 80,000 cases since October. And then we've also seen, although there are those who are still passing away from COVID-19, fewer deaths and fewer hospitalizations. Those have dropped dramatically. So we are inching our way, Dave, toward normalcy. And if your normalcy includes not wearing a mask, we're getting there. I just don't think we're going to get there as soon as you would hope for.
Yeah, and my idea is, and you say, you know, Dave's anti-mask and you are pro-mask. I'm pro-mask right now. I just want to know, at what point can we take the mask off?
2022.
That doesn't make sense to
me. But it does, and I will agree with you on this one point. It feels like we're getting conflicting information because Dr. Fauci is suggesting normal is next year. Utah Governor Spencer Cox saying normal could be sooner than that. It could be this summer. But we don't know if normal, in the governor's mind, also means no more mask mandate. So let's listen to what the governor said last week.
Sooner rather than later. I know President Biden yesterday, I think, said something about by Christmas, and I had to laugh because that's not happening. It's going to happen much, much sooner than that. I do suspect by late spring, early summer, we will be back to normal.
And thank you. Thank you for answering the question of who are we supposed to listen to, right? President Biden says Christmas. You're saying by spring. I don't know. I don't want to necessarily talk about this new normal, Debbie. I want to talk about regular normal. You know, the no masks,
okay.
The handshakes,
okay.
Giving your neighbors hugs.
Handshakes
are
out
for normal.
Me. Handshakes are for another day, Dave. But right now, Utah is still under a statewide mask mandate right now. Let's just pretend for a moment the mandate is set aside because lots of people are vaccinated. Cases keep plummeting and we've seen a lot of cases in the hundreds a day now. So let's have this discussion.
It's time for Dave and Debbie Differ.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
Why I will keep masking up until 2022 and beyond, and Dave will not. You go first, Dave.
Okay, first of all, I trust the vaccine. I trust the numbers. I trust the effectiveness of it. And we need to be able to take our foot off the gas pedal occasionally. Otherwise, we're just going to run out of gas.
Mm.
And I'm losing patience with this unwavering pessimism.
Clearly, you have not seen the respiratory droplet experiment. The high-speed video that shows droplets spewing when the face is not covered, but being blocked with the mask on. It works for COVID. Not only for COVID, it also works for the flu and for the common cold as well. So here's my personal science experience, which proves the mask is working for me and is the reason behind my desire to keep it on well into 2022. You may even see me in the next decade wearing a mask. I have not caught any of the above all year, not even a pesky sore throat, which I'm renowned for. I'm renowned for constant sore throats. I haven't had one in a year, David.
Well, we've survived thousands and thousands and thousands of years without wearing a mask. We've been wearing a mask for less than a year right now. Maybe we shouldn't change the way we live every single day just because of one bad year.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Janovic.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, he floated it on CNN. We may be wearing masks until the year 2022. And my co-host, Dave Noriega, well, this just drives him crazy.
Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case. I want to see it go way down. When it goes way down and the overwhelming majority of the people in the population are vaccinated, then I would feel comfortable in saying, you know, we need to pull back on the masks. We don't need to have masks.
I agree. I want to see it go way down. I want to see everybody get the vaccination. I just don't know what timeline he's looking at. I mean, everybody agrees vaccines work. Everybody agrees. I know not everybody agrees, but most people agree that the vaccines work and that everyone's going to have a chance to get that vaccine by early summer at the latest. So explain to me this, Debbie. Why are we so terrified of good news? Why are we terrified of this idea of taking off the mask?
I'm giving this good news a big, warm hug, not a kiss, with my mask on. And I said just a few minutes ago that studies show masks stop respiratory droplets from not only COVID-19, but also from the common cold and from the flu. In fact, you and I have reported on this. The flu in Utah, basically non-existent. We looked up the new data today. 13 total hospitalizations compared to, I think it was like 1,300 last year. Isn't that down a case from what we reported it last week?
Yeah, last week it was 14 total hospitalizations, and they're like, oh, I guess that one wasn't the flu. They're going down. The flu has been eradicated, at least this season, right? It's not going to be eradicated for all time. It's not like we just conquered the flu. But I can tell you, there's no question in my mind. Masks are fine right now, but at some point, we are going to take them off.
And I'm going to keep it on. Chris from South Ogden, are you on Team Deb or Team Dave?
I'm sorry, Deb, but I am always on Team Dave.
Tell us why.
Well, the biggest reason is I feel like we as a community, especially in Utah, have done what we've been asked to do. We've flattened the curve. We've seen it decrease. And now it's time for the governor to lift a mask mandate and let us get back to our normal living. You know, it's time for mental health. It's time for other issues to be addressed. We've, as far as I'm concerned, we've conquered it. But I do think what you're going to see is people like Deb that wear their mask all the time and go to three places. When you do take your mask off, you're going to get sick because you have had no natural bacteria and antibodies in your system. And then it's going to be the team maskers that are like, yay, see, I told you we should have kept our masks on forever. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But I want my grandkids to grow up and see their friends and have a healthy, normal life. And I feel like we've done our part and it's time to move on.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your phone call. We talked to a doctor last week, and I asked that very question. What about the long-term effects of wearing masks? Because we won't have those antibodies, and we won't build up those immunities. And he said masks are great in the short term. Long term, it's problematic for what you said. If we just sanitize everything, then we won't build up any kind of immunity. Immune system.
Lori in Davis County, we've asked our callers to call in at 801-575-TALK and pick a team. Are you on Team Deb? I'll keep wearing a mask into 2022. Absolutely. Dave's like, hey, we've got some good news here. Might not need a mask that for that long. Lori, are you on Team Dave?
Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. I am totally on your side, Debbie.
Nice.
Because what about all the people that are not getting vaccinated?
And there's a chunk.
Yeah.
There is a lot. You know, I know quite a few of my family members that aren't going to get it, my friends, and I don't know really why, but I'm like, you know what, if they don't get it, aren't we going to have to wear masks next year too?
Lori, that's a great point. I mean, we're operating now under the assumption in many cases that We're all standing in line to get the vaccine and get our doses. I'm excited to get mine. Dave said he's going to get his. And you're right. There is a swath of the population that is not going to get it. And let's not forget, we don't know when kids are going to get it. And what I mean by kids is maybe 17, 16, 15-year-olds and certainly younger. But they're not that far from adulthood. And we don't know how this could impact them down the road.
Well, and there may be somewhere between 20 and 30% of the people of the population that choose not to get the vaccine. My opinion is that's their choice. And if they don't get the vaccine, then they are left vulnerable, but they're left vulnerable by their choice. And I have to respect their wishes. If they want to take the chance, it's their chance to take.
Let's remember, though, Dave, if they're vulnerable, so is our healthcare system. So is our healthcare system, where we still have a number of people potentially showing up to hospitals. And we don't want to teeter on that brink again.
But if we're talking only about 20 or 30% of the population and who ends up in the hospitals, that will not overwhelm our healthcare system.
Let's go to Brian in West Valley City, 801-575-TALK. We're asking you to pick a team and telling us why. Whose team are you on and why, Brian?
Debbie, I'm on your side.
Nice. Tell us
and
why.
And why is, well, first of all, what the last caller basically pointed out the thing. A lot of people aren't getting vaccinated. We need herd immunity, right? And so, you know, we need 80-plus percent or whatever to stop it. So we're willing to go, okay, well, if you don't wear a mask, we're willing to kill you by not wearing a mask ourselves. That, to me, just seems like insane. We should just still wear the mask. On top of that, you know, we need to adapt to this thing. We need to wear a mask as long as we can. We need to take those precautions because there's a bunch of species, including the Neanderthals, who are like, well, I'm not going to change my way, so they don't exist anymore. So I usually agree with Dave, but on this point, I got to say, dude, you're wrong.
All right. Well said,
I'll
Brian.
Take my lumps.
Thank you. Dave, here's what else I'm bugged by. I'm bugged by those who've already been vaccinated, who've decided it's okay to take off the mask. And I've seen a lot of people do that. And I'm still wearing mine because I haven't been vaccinated. And as I said, I'm going to keep wearing it anyway. But
why does that bug you?
Well, aren't we under a state?
They've been vaccinated.
Aren't we under a state mandate to wear it? Has the governor said as long as you
were? It's just an obedience thing.
But isn't that, aren't we under state? I don't know that they've been vaccinated all the time in every single case. I do feel I've seen more people. Some of them have been vaccinated. I don't know if all of them have been, but I've noticed some people in particular places that aren't wearing their mask.
If they've been vaccinated, then what's the problem? I mean, I know it's under state mandate, and sure, I guess we could split hairs there, but at some point, we got to look at it and say, you're vaccinated. You are no longer a threat. And new studies and numbers are coming out all the time showing that if you've been vaccinated, the chances that you will infect somebody else is astronomically low, like 2%. That is basically zero.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.